With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A big part of this year's legislative session has been Montana's Republican-controlled legislature fighting with Democratic Governor Steve Bullock over tax proposals. Republicans have passed some of their priority bills, which have at times died with Bullock's veto, and the governor's proposals have often died early in Republican-held committees. On Tuesday, Republican leadership announced a compromise with just 2 weeks left in the legislative session.
We have a grouping of several bills that some of us on this side of the aisle like and some of us on this side of the aisle like less and vice versa.
This is Republican Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday.
We're trying to tie a few bills together to, to make as best a deal, if you want to use that term, best arrangement for legislation for the state of Montana.
Thomas says late last week he met with the governor and agreed to move forward with about a dozen tax policy bills. Two Republican proposed bills on income and property tax, which Democrats have said they don't like, will be used as vehicles to move other bipartisan goals forward. Those bills would largely be gutted, being used to instead carry forward the legislative compromise Thomas says is being negotiated with Democratic leaders, including the governor. Senator Thomas declined to discuss specific details in the upcoming bill package. Democratic Minority Leader John Sesso says he learned about the governor's talks with Republican leaders over the weekend and still isn't clear on some of the details. But he said there are a few bills, including an income tax credit proposal, that would need some cooperation if it were going to become law.
You know, to a certain extent, you got to give to get.
In the mix, Democrats appear to be getting tax credits for employers who hire new apprentices and tax breaks for expanding industries. Both bills to move the compromise forward passed initial votes on the Senate floor Tuesday afternoon. One more vote will send them to the House, where leaders say they'll be channeled into a conference committee to hammer out compromise details. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.